Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with, or continuing with, is called The Forming of Godly Character. We're doing part 7 of the 9-part series. The topic is the 8 steps to the process of developing godly character, and we're doing step number 6. Step number 1, the Word of God, whatever you start with the Word of God. Step number 2, the Word of God produces your thinking. Step number 3, your thinking produces your feelings and your emotions. Step number 4, your emotions produce your decisions. Step number 5, your decisions shape your actions. And today, number 6, your actions will determine your habits. We see in this step, and we'll talk about the fact that when we start having actions, our actions will start to make our habits, and then our habits will make us or control us. Let's go to Romans chapter 7, verses 19 to 22. When we read through this scripture, it's basically saying what I am practicing in my life, in my soul, my thinking, good deeds or bad deeds, that will form a habit. Let's now go to Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 2. We see in this scripture that Paul has the answer for this problem. Walk in the laws of the Spirit, and this will control the laws operating in the flesh. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. To change your habits, you will have to change your thoughts or the way you think. Your mindset needs to be changed, and we see this in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. It reads, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We now turn to Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 8, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. We are to set our minds on things that are above and not below. Set your mind on the Word of God. And we read from verse 5 of Romans chapter 8. For those who are living according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their mind on the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Verse 8. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Turning to Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, it says, set your mind on things above and not things of the earth. Very simply said, these scriptures, Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 8, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, it says, set your mind on things above and not things below. Set your mind on the things of the Spirit of God and not the fleshly things of this world. To break a bad habit, every time that thought comes into a person's mind, they are to take it captive with the Word of God and cast it down and replace it with God's Word. We turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6, and reading from verse 3, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God, for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. And Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 tells us what we have to replace in our mind and think of when we cast out or throw out those bad thoughts. It says in verse 8, Philippians chapter 4, Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Step number 6, it talks about our actions will determine our habits. To change a person's habits, they will have to change their thoughts or the way they think, or their mindsets needs to be renewed. The Bible tells us to set our minds on things above and not things below. that is, the things of the spirit and not the things of the flesh. To break a bad habit, every time it comes into our mind, we take that thought captive, we cast it down, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6, and we go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and we replace those bad thoughts with good thoughts that are pure thoughts, that is, the Word of God. Thank you once again for being with me today. We're going to part 8 next, and that we'll be doing step number 7, the type of habits that you have will determine the type of character that you will have. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.